Thank you for being tuned this way again today. Hope the message will be a blessing to you. We're taking our thought out of the 101st Psalm. We've been there. I guess maybe this is our fourth devotion that we have brought out of Psalms 101. And I'll be honest with you, 15, 16 minutes is hardly enough to get the job done when you're used to preaching about 45 minutes or an hour. But maybe break it up in segments. Folks can retain more of it and maybe be doers of the word, not hearers only. We'll do away with a lot of fodder and introduction today and get into Psalms 101. Notice with me in your King James Bible, the psalmist said, "I will sing of mercy and judgment. Unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. O when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart." My thought is the heart and the house. Get in your heart in the house. And I think I have to remind you again that everybody doesn't get to see all of the devotions. But David refers to the house here, within my house, in verse 2 and verse number 7. He refers to the heart in verse number 2, a perfect heart, verse 4, a froward heart, and verse 5, a proud heart. And so he's talking about the house, and he's talking about the heart. And the Lord dealt with me, of course. He preached it to me that I could bring it to you. And I want my heart in my house. And by the grace of God, it is, it has been, and I hope it forever shall be. It's been that way about 53 years that I've been saved by the grace of God. But we noticed in the 101st Psalm, we noticed in the house, when you get God's presence in the house, you'll have your heart there. You're going to have your heart in your house if you're going to have the presence of the Lord. And so David prays in Psalms 101, verse 2, "O when wilt thou come unto me?" Within my house is what he's making reference to in verse number 2. And so we see he wanted God's presence in the home and how we need that today. In verse number 1, we saw worship. I believe in family worship. I believe they worshiped at the house, but I believe they also assemble themselves together, as the Bible said, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is. As we near the coming of the Lord, and we're seeing things, the Bible said God showed Noah things that he hadn't seen before, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, and we're seeing things that we've never seen before, and it's going to continue to be that way until Jesus sounds the trump, Gabriel does, and we rise up and meet him in the air. That's on the second coming. I don't have time to preach on the second coming. But nevertheless, David said, "I want my house to be right. I want my home to be right. I want my heart in my home." And if you get your heart in your home, we'll have some good families. Amen. I divided this Psalm verse by verse, but also broke it down with 3 points. I noticed the importance of the home. I noticed the impoverishment of the home, and that to break down, to become poor, to have poor production. And I'm afraid I'm not going to get there today, but our homes are not producing the way they should produce, like arrows in the hand of a mighty man that we made reference to on our last devotion. And then thirdly, not only the importance and the impoverishment, but the improvement of the home. I want my home to continue to improve. I want it to be strong. I want it to be powerful. And we're going to have the things in this psalm that makes our home powerful if we're going to ever get anything done for God. Let me say again, you can't have a powerful church and not have a powerful home. You cannot have a spiritual church assembly and not have a spiritual house. And you can't have a spiritual house without spiritual people. So I see the importance of the home. In our last devotion, we notice the importance of the home. We notice Dad's place in the home. And the Lord Jesus Christ said there in the Sermon on the Mount, closed it out, Matthew 7, verse number 24, "Whoso heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them," you're going to have to do what God tells us to do. And all of us know enough, if we had practiced what we know, we'd have a better life and a better family and a better home. But nevertheless, whoso heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I'll liken him to a wise man. And so, Dad, we need some wise men in the home. And the Bible talked about other places about being a wise man, and we made reference to one or two of those. But I want to look at another important part of the home and the family, and may God help us today. Not only a wise man, but a wise woman. And the Bible said in Proverbs 14 and verse number 1, "Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands." I'm in your King James Bible, Proverbs 14:1. "Every wise woman buildeth her house." So not only do we need a wise dad, a wise husband, a wise father, but we need some wise wives and wise women and wise mothers. Also in Proverbs 14, verse number 6, it said, "A scorner seeketh wisdom and findeth it not, but knowledge is easy unto him or her that understandeth." If we could understand what's required of us to have a good home, a good house, a good family, I believe we could accomplish that. You got to have a little bit of knowledge. And of course, knowledge comes from the Word of God. And knowledge is the root of wisdom. We've got a lot of folks that are educated beyond their intelligence, I think. And they think they know everything, but they don't have any wisdom to apply it or to go along with it. But we're talking about a wise woman, a woman with wisdom. And she's got to have some knowledge. And Mom, you're going to get your knowledge from the Word of God. And here's some of that wisdom that I want to bring to you today. A wise woman is found in Proverbs chapter number 31. And the Bible said in Proverbs, talking about the importance of mom or mother in the home. And I can say this on the authority of having lived pushing 80 years old. I gained more from a meek, quiet, godly mother than I did much of a man and my dad physically. Cut timber in the woods with a team of horses and worked like a mule and drank his liquor and all of that the most of his life. Got saved late in life and is waiting on me on the sweet shores of deliverance. And it won't be too long until we'll be reunited again. But I'm trying to get you ladies to see you can have an influence over your children. You can plant seeds in their heart that they will never get away from. Little seeds produce big trees and great results and much fruit. So in Proverbs 31:10, the Bible said that who can find a virtuous woman, her price is far above rubies. Dad, let me remind you again, if you've got a good wife, the Bible talked about to be a keeper at home and guide the house. If you've got a good wife, a good woman, you ought to thank God for her. Have you bought any rubies lately? Her price is far above that. Far, far above rubies, diamonds, and jewels. She's a precious thing and very important, Mom, to the home. Your influence on your children will last a lifetime. My mother's influence on me has lasted my life of nearly 79 years now. Now I want you to notice Proverbs 14, where we read that a wise woman buildeth her house, but a foolish woman plucketh it down with her hands. Mom, your hands. Dad, you ought to look at Mom's hands, and you children ought to look at Mom's hands. She works, and she labors, and she cooks, and she lays hold in the 31st Proverb. The Bible said, she layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She's sewing and weaving and making garments that her children can be clothed. The Bible said she's not worried about the winter time. And every one of us go through physical winters, and we go through winters in our family and in our married life and in our home life, and the house goes through some storms. But thank God if you got a good mother, and she's the heart of that home. Dad, the Bible said, is the head of that home. And I hope you ladies, that doesn't offend you. If you're a Bible student, I'll guarantee you it won't. If you love Jesus, it won't. And if you realize how important you are to your family, that surely won't offend you. Dad is the head. Mom is the heart. And those children are the hub that keeps that home going forward. And here we've got in verse number 23 of Proverbs 31, her husband is known in the gates. He's known because of her. He's known because he's got a godly house. He's known because he's married to a good woman. And if it wasn't for some of our wives, I'll be honest with you, a lot of folks wouldn't have the opinion they have of us. I've often said, I married a Southern lady. My wife is a Southern lady, and I love her. I never question her judgment. And I tell the church, and I tell my children, I never question her judgment because look who she married. Are you listening? Mom, you're so important to the home. She layeth her hands to the handle of the distaff. She sews, she works, she gleans. She's just a busy lady. Up before dawn, still toiling and laboring, even after the sun sets and night comes. Mom, I hope that you have got your heart in your home. Dad, you're important. But Mom, don't ever forget how important you are to those husbands and those children that God has blessed you with. Thank God for a good woman. Amen. She's busy. She's burdened. And she's building. She's not trying to tear down. She's trying to build up. And I've been married to soon be 59 years. There have been times when I was so low that I'd honestly have to reach up to touch bottom. And you have to. And thank God I had a wife that would encourage me and lift me up and prop me up on the leaning side and encourage me. And a lot of times a preacher will think that he struck out, and probably we do. But if he's got a good wife that encourage him, that'll make him want to get back in that pulpit again and get that plow back out and get that King James Bible and start preaching the word again. And you children that think maybe that you've been slighted or you've been left out of something important, and maybe you're accomplishment that you were hoping for, that you had attained, that you didn't reach that. You just remember, you got a mama that loves you. And you take your problem to her. Talk to her about it. And a praying mother. Thank God I mentioned maybe in the first devotion, worthy of being mentioned again. I can see us sitting around the table when from the family Bible, Dad would read. And I can hear my mother softly singing, Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Mom, you're important. Don't ever get disheartened about your role. And I know we're living in a day today when folks have put down a lot of women, and they're trying to instill in the heart of a lot of younger women that Dad's not the head and the home's not really that important. And I'm telling you, we're in trouble in this nation. Our churches are in trouble. And I think a lot of it is because you ladies may not realize how important you are. My wife is important to me. She's important to our children. And she's important to the church. And Mom, I hope that you'll be encouraged and you'll get in that role of being a good wife and of being a good mother and build that house up and don't tear it down. Build it with the knowledge that you glean and gain from study of the Word of God, from hearing your man of God, from hearing the pastor preach the Word of God. Be a doer. It's just not a doer for the men, but it's a doer for the ladies as well. So get in the Word of God and see what God requires of you, especially you younger women, you younger mothers. Get in the Word of God and find out how God established in His Word how to build a good home, a good family. Started in the Garden of Eden. Of course, the trouble started there as well. But we still can have some good, godly homes if we'd get on our knees and pray for God to come, as David did, back into our home. Dad in his place as a wise man. Mom in her place as a wise woman. And then the children. We may get on to those, our next devotion, if there is another. But we need some good, godly homes. And we get them from being built on the sure foundation of God's inerrant, infallible, holy Word. Father, bless your Word to the hearts of you people. Lord, encourage that little mother that's disappointed, maybe disappointed with Dad, maybe disappointed with some of the children, but I pray she would be encouraged today from the holy Word of God. We'll love you for it. May you get the glory and honor and praise that's due your name, and we'll love you for all you do. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.